Hello there, welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne. Today is the 27th of July. I'm a day late again. Oops. All right, my question this week is, what's your summer read? I'm strapped for time this week with lots to do before we take off for Drummond Island. 3 weeks with my husband. Woo! I can't remember when we last had a break like that. I think it was 10 years ago when we last went to the States together, just before we moved here to Munich. Anyway, things are pretty busy, so let me cut to the chase. I'd like to know what you're reading this summer. The book I've started, and that is calling out to me, is Neil Gaiman's American Gods. I'm going to tell you about it and read you a short passage from it. American Gods is a combination of Americana, fantasy, and ancient and modern mythology. The central idea is that the gods exist because we believe in them, and they thrive in traditional society. But when the immigrants to the United States brought their dwarves and elves and spirits and gods with them, their power was diminished as people stopped believing in them. Those gods were replaced by the new gods of America: media and technology, celebrity and drugs. As the story begins, Shadow, who is as moody as his name, is just getting out of prison and looking forward to seeing his beloved wife again. But then he hears that she has died in a car accident, and his dreams are shattered. On the plane to her funeral, he has a dream, and this is what it sounds like. As the plane took off, he fell asleep. Shadow was in a dark place, and the thing staring at him wore a buffalo's head, rank and furry with huge wet eyes. Its body was a man's body, oiled and slick. "Changes are coming," said the buffalo without moving its lips. "There are certain decisions that will have to be made." Firelight flickered from wet cave walls. "Where am I?" Shadow asked. "In the earth and under the earth," said the buffalo man. "You are where the forgotten wait." His eyes were liquid black marbles, and his voice was a rumble from beneath the world. He smelled like wet cow. "Believe," said the rumbling voice. "If you are to survive, you must believe."
"Believe what?" asked Shadow.
"What should I believe?" He stared at Shadow, the buffalo man, and he drew himself up huge and his eyes filled with fire. He opened his spit-flecked buffalo mouth, and it was red inside with the flames that burned inside him under the earth.
"Everything!" roared the buffalo man.
The world tipped and spun, and Shadow was on the plane once more, but the tipping continued. In the front of the plane, a woman screamed half-heartedly. Lightning burst in blinding flashes around the plane. The captain came on the intercom to tell them that he was going to try and gain some altitude to get away from the storm. The plane shook and shuddered, and Shadow wondered coldly and idly if he were going to die. Seemed possible, he decided, but unlikely. So this book will hook you the way books on, say, dragon slayers won't, because the world of magic is so near, just in the next, you know, it's in the next daydream or just around the corner in the next stranger you meet. So thank you very much to Katya for lending it to me. And what's your summer read? What do you like about it? Leave a message on the blog. And have a good week. Bye-bye.